Okay, Brian, if you can just give us details of what the general working conditions were like at Fieldings.
On the whole, they were quite good, I suppose, really, but the type of work they were doing, some of it was very dirty. I don't think the place was painted for years, as far as I can remember, until they suddenly had a splurge where they brought this chap in, Rubri, I think his name was, from Heenan's, who was going to revolutionise the place. And the first thing he got round to doing was getting every machine painted. They brought in contractors for painting. They started to decide to paint the walls and have a general clean-up. But it wasn't too bad in the whole, really, I suppose. After a few years in the machine shop, the shop steward who was doing it at the time, Cyril Hercombe, he decided to pack in. And I used to take, because I lived near the Labour Club where we used to pay the union dues into the branch secretary, I used to get a half a dozen or so, take them down there for me, and eventually they wanted me to be shop steward. So I had to take them all in eventually then, which was about 5 or 6 years, I suppose. And then they were deciding that they were going to split the machine shop from light and heavy into light, medium and heavy, so I applied and got the job as a foreman, as the medium machine shop foreman, which eventually turned out to be the foreman of the heavy machine shop as well. So it was all became just a heavy machine shop and a light machine shop, with Reg Court, who was the other foreman. And because we were working a funny shift system again of 6 till 2 and 2 till 10, and a normal day shift, up at 7 till 4, There was three foremen then, so we used to rotate around that system. It was all right working different shifts, but it played havoc sometimes with what you wanted to do, but we coped all right anyway. We got through it eventually.